And here is a day-to-day writer's interview by our correspondent and literary editor, Karen Grigsby Bates. Her book choice this week is titled Marked for Life by Joey Davidow. It's about this woman's difficult struggle learning to live with a disfiguring birthmark on her face. Karen began by asking the author to describe this birthmark, which is of a type called a port wine stain.
It really looks like somebody splattered you with dark red wine. And in my case, it took up most of the left side of my face, including part of my forehead and all of my eye. And it was really kind of in the shape of a hand.
Did you see yourself the way you thought others saw you? At one point you asked your mother, what does this mean, and what did she say to you?
Well, when I first went to nursery school, it was the first time I realized that there was something on my face that maybe shouldn't be there. And because the kids would say, what's wrong with your face? Mm-hmm. So I came home and looked in the mirror, and I was, oh, my gosh. You know, I had always seen it, but I never realized that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my mother, and she said, well, you know, when a baby is born, it has a guardian angel that gets assigned to it, and the guardian angel comes down to take a look at the new baby. And if it really thinks the baby is lovely, it will kiss the baby and leave a little birthmark. But your guardian angel was so overwhelmed with your beauty when she saw you that she lost control and touched your face. And that's why you have that red mark there in the shape of a hand. And I believed it.
That's a lovely explanation.
It was terrific.
However, my guess is it didn't protect you by the time you got to junior high school.
It didn't. No, it didn't protect me by the time I got to first grade.
Yeah, the one thing I remember about it, certainly the upper reaches of elementary school and junior high, is that you want to be exactly like everybody else. You do not want to stick out. So how'd you cope with it?
Well, like any kid who doesn't look like everybody else, I was on the outside, and I worked real hard at trying to fit in. I just had to figure out another way to survive.
You learned to cover your birthmark pretty skillfully. Give me some of the idea of the routine that you used to have to go through in order to have a face like everybody else's.
When I was went to college and I had to meet a whole lot of people, it became almost too much for me to walk around with that birthmark. And luckily at that time, Max Factor made available the kinds of makeup that he had developed for the theater and stage and so forth. But pancake makeup was actually almost not enough to cover my birthmark, so I wore something even heavier. I wore pan stick, and it took me about an hour to put that all on.
Every day?
Every morning. I got up an extra hour early, and I worked on it and worked on it, and I became paranoid that someone would realize that there was a birthmark under there. So if I could see even a little shadow of red, I would freak out and start all over again.
You had a romantic life. You had a boyfriend, a sort of pre-fiancé, I guess, that turned into a fiancé, and eventually you decided to let him go. Had he never seen your true face?
He had, because he met me before I discovered makeup. And when he was introduced to me, the woman who fixed us up said, listen, I think I have a girl for you, but she has this big purple mark on her face. Is that going to be all right? And he said, what's wrong with you? Of course it's all right. But when he told me that story, I thought, well, how many other guys said no? And so breaking up with him, even though I knew we were not going to be right for each other, was really a tough decision, because I thought, am I going to find another one of these? And now I'm going to meet somebody who sees me with makeup. What's he going to think when he sees me without it?
You had laser treatments eventually. What's happened since then?
Well, very fortunately for me, at the time when my birthmark was beginning to really progress to the point where it was going to be a problem, and it had gotten darker and raised and pebbly and it was beginning to bleed, they came up with the Ruby laser, and it was an experiment that the FDA ran. And I've had about 30 treatments.
Wow.
So I still have a birthmark, but it's much lighter, and I can cover it more easily with makeup.
Do you ever go out barefaced?
Absolutely. I've really finally come to the place where I can. I mean, there was a time where I didn't want to open the door to the UPS man without makeup. But now that it's faded, and especially now that I've become a little bit more used to having it and I accept myself more for how I look, if I have to go out in the morning, I don't put makeup on first.
What's the message for people who don't have port wine stain but that are still dealing with physical insecurities? What's the message for all of us?
I think there's something about each and every one of us that we wish the rest of the world would never find out. And if you can accept that about yourself, that one thing that you think is so horrible, you can accept everything else about yourself and be a much happier person. And that's certainly what's happened to me.
Joey, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.
Joey Davidow's new book is Marked for Life. She spoke with day-to-day literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates.